Austin Democrat Donna Howard has been worried about the women's health program since the state said it would create its own version of the program. That came after the state moved to exclude clinics affiliated with abortion providers, like Planned Parenthood, from participating, which led the federal government to announce it was pulling all funding. Howard was worried when she wrote a letter to the Health and Human Services Commission asking for information about new providers.
I was told immediately upon sending this letter by HHSC that they were in the process of doing a study on this and would get back with me.
The state-run program's new website does prominently show how to search for local providers. So yesterday, Howard had one of her staff go to the program website to see what might be available.
One of my staff members actually typed in the zip code for 78701 and contacted the first 30 providers on that list and only found five of the 30 who actually serve women in the women's health program.
KUT called a few of the doctors on that list. Of the first three, two said they were not a provider in the program. Linda Edwards-Gockel is a spokesperson for the Texas Health and Human Services Commission. She says last fall, the commission was notified of problems with the list of providers.
Our program staff worked with our claims contractor to eliminate the listings of duplicate providers, and those changes were effective November 1st. So now any duplications are ones that should be there because a doctor may work out of more than one office, and that information is going to be important to a person who's looking for a provider.
Gockel says the only way a provider can be listed on the website is if they have filed paperwork to enroll, although she says some may have applied accidentally.
Anything that's brought to our attention, we'll contact that provider and say, did you really mean to be on this list? And make sure that that site has the best information, most accurate information that we can put on it.
Representative Howard says a legislative measure to increase providers, like allowing Planned Parenthood back into the program, is remote. And even if lawmakers restored the millions cut to family planning providers in 2011, many of those clinics have shut their doors. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.